Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. That was Navarella by GFriend. Before that, you heard Ave Maria, also by GFriend, on this storied GFriend playlist. My name is Leslie. If Ave Maria feels like, to me anyways, like a rainy summer day, Navarella is like when the clouds have parted and we gotta go out, we gotta do something, you know, we gotta make the most of our summer. I feel like Navarella is so abundant with energy that the song feels like it's exploding with a love for life. And that is the song that got me into this K-pop idol girl group, because it's just, oh my god, it feels so powerful at times. And there's like, that's like that like swelling at like the last chorus, and it's just, ooh, I love that song. I hope you did too. I've been talking about GFriend all hour, and I'm going to keep talking about GFriend for the rest of the hour, just thinking about how, whether or not like they would be as popular as they were if they had never debuted but were to debut right now in 2025. I'm just trying to think about this in a nuanced way. I don't know that they would be, because a lot of, I would say most K-pop groups are produced by companies who are really trying to hook people in with like a catchy chorus and like a fun, easily danceable, easily recreatable choreography. This makes, I think, a lot of K-pop these days kind of accessible, because choreographers and producers are really keen on allowing their product to be distributed widely through recreation and repetition on social media, allowing for that kind of thing to go viral, allowing for that song or that dance move to go viral. Because GFriend is, I think, a pretty inaccessible group, like I had mentioned earlier, it's pretty hard to recreate their dances. It's also, I think, kind of hard to like do covers of their song. They have very good, powerful vocals that I don't think a lot of people, even in K-pop right now, are very good at like recreating. I don't know that they would super go viral. One of the things I think is because they really stand out. They're very unique, in my opinion. I'm not trying to be a pick me, and I'm not saying that GFriend are pick me's, but I think that they're very unique in the sense that like, their producers didn't seem to be super duper uber concerned with conformity, I guess, with the rest of the industry. And I think back then that was like quite a bit easier. These days, not as much, possibly because of the heavy reliance on social media and going viral. People want to be, I don't know, people like get popular, and then everybody kind of like and tries to reinterpret that in their own way, and it ends up becoming kind of bland. I think in the mid-2000s there were a lot of really great K-pop idol groups, K-pop girl groups that came out that were all pretty different, and that made for being like a girl group liker, like much more fun. I mean, I even think about just like the name GFriend. Nobody actually calls GFriend GFriend. Even if you're a fan, even if you're like, if you're a non-Korean fan, you call them by like their kind of Korean legal birth name, which is Yeoja Chingu. Yeoja Chingu means girlfriend in Korean. They just use the letters GFriend kind of in their marketing, I guess. And that was really different, because most other girl groups were coming out with names that were like foreign. They were like English names, or they were like, you know, English letters mashed up, and it was supposed to stand for something in English. It was really different back then. I can't help but to feel right now that, frankly, that like K-pop kind of feels like really like not fun oatmeal. Do you know when you like, if you like make oatmeal, that's just oatmeal, oatmeal, right? Like it's just oats, maybe like some kind of like milk in it, and then water, maybe some sugar or salt or whatever it is, but there's nothing else really in there. There's no, you know, spices, there's no fruits or vegetables, I guess, if you're going for a savory type thing, and it just becomes this kind of like bland, one note textural experience. There's no creaminess, there's no crunchiness, there's no pops of spice, there's no warmth in there. That's kind of how K-pop to me, idol groups to me, feel like these days. And while I appreciate, you know, like the accessibility of, I think, these like simple dance moves and these like catchy songs, I don't all that much appreciate how one note it has all become. For an idol fangirl who's been into this stuff for years, it really does make like trying to follow the industry less interesting and less fun. So I'm not sure all that much that GFRIEND would become like super uber popular if they were to like debut right now, because they're very different from everybody else. But maybe that by virtue is their good thing, right? Is that they like really stand out. They have this unique sound that has so much emotionality in it. And these like really strong performances. And I'm going to get emotional if I keep talking about this group right now. Okay, we're going to listen to music. This next track is like the final frontier, kind of. This is the last song that GFRIEND put out right before they disbanded, which made their disbandment so much weirder. Like, felt came out of nowhere because GFRIEND was like really like gaining a lot of attention for this song, and they had like started exploring this like different side of them that was like really like mature and became really playful as well. The members of the group have always been outwardly very playful, but the song kind of leaned into it. Watch the music video. It is so colorful. It is so fun. Again, mature and playful. And this is the feeling that you get right before the end of summer break. And you're like, I need to have one more night out. That's Mago by GFRIEND. Enjoy.
Summer, snow geese nest in the Arctic and subarctic from far northeastern Russia to Greenland. But in winter, some may spend the season near you. Here's how author and naturalist Barry Lopez describes the flight of snow geese. I remember watching a large flock rise one morning from a plowed field about a mile distant. I had been watching clouds, the soft, buoyant, wind-blown edges of immaculate cumulus. The birds rose against much darker clouds to the east. There was something vaguely ominous in this apparition, as if the earth had opened, poured them forth, like a wind, a blizzard, which unfurled across the horizon above the dark soil, becoming wider and higher in the sky than my field of vision could encompass. Great swirling currents of birds in a rattling of wings, one fluid recurved sweep of 10,000 passing through the open spaces in another, counterflying flock, while beyond them, lattice after lattice passed like sliding walls, until in the whole sky, you lost your depth of field and felt as though you were looking up from the floor of the ocean through shoals of fish. To view an amazing video and find out where you, too, might see snow geese, visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
Yeah.
You just heard G-Friend with Eclipse and Eye of the Storm before that. My name is Leslie. You're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Hope you enjoyed this kind of like storied playlist of G-Friend's music. I hope I've given you an avenue to try to check out their music. And I hope I've made you kind of like interested in some intense fangirl thoughts about girl group idols and the K-pop and stuff like that. Please let me have this. I love this group so much. Most of all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. One final track for today. If Eclipse and Eye of the Storm in the storied playlist are the intensity of autumn, like a stormy autumn torrential downpour night, and also the chaos of like preparing for holiday time, this final track is the winter of reflexivity and healing and rebirth. Both G-Friend and I are born in winter, and so I really lean into the idea that winter is actually a time for renewal. Here is Memoria, one of my absolute favorites from G-Friend. I hope you enjoy it just as much as I do. I'm Leslie. Memoria, Memoria. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, and I'll talk to you very soon. Memoria.